They double up on watches. And we bought some reindeer boots and some ivory. And we got on the train to come back out to where the ship was. And the train stopped. And we got...
wearing you some extra napkins. Doing anything else?
I don't think so.
Do you? A few kind words and a pat on the back. Thank you. And the train switched cars, mm-hmm. and we wound up in Moscow, Russia. Mm-hmm. And we were there for overnight. We got a Marine Guard at the U.S. Embassy to get us back on the train, go back to Arkansas, 800 miles.
Wow.
And we got back on this train to go back, and the train stopped in the middle of the night. We were ordered off the train with bayonets and loaded on trucks. And the whole train, everyone on the train was unloaded in these trucks, and we drove from there all night, standing up in an old stock truck. Several people collapsed on the floor, and we couldn't do nothing with them. We were just packed in there like sardines. It was sometime in the morning, we got the truck stopped, and the guards took us off the train and marched us to a big building. While we were in this building, the guards took us, and they took 20 people. A guy did with guns, rifles, follow me. So we went with him, and we were then classed as slave laborers. And the train we were on came from southern Russia, and we went to St. Petersburg and started cleaning up the rubbish that shelling and the bombing had done to Leningrad, or St. Petersburg, Leningrad. But
yeah,
we did this, and this